Welcome back to Root Canal Academy. I hope the first quarter and the second quarter were invigorating and that you learned a lot about endo, specifically in the pregame, first quarter, second quarter, the diagnosis, the case selection, the anesthetic, rubber dam, and all those nuances there. I hope that helped you. Second quarter is such a vital quarter with the access to coronal negotiation, the open orifice, the negotiation of patency, getting an accurate working length and getting an open glide path is really the game. That's the root canal game. If you nail the second quarter, you can win the root canal game. If you've made it now, we are now in halftime of this root canal game. So far, you've made it this far. I'm very proud of you. Stay with it because after halftime comes the best part. Quarter three, Nitai shaping. And then I find in the lectures that I give that obturation is also something that a lot of dentists are confused on and don't quite do it correct, okay? So I want to talk about halftime and about something called Zen Endo, all right? Zen Endo. When you're doing your root canals, sometimes you're going to find yourself between a rock and a hard place. You're going to find yourself in a very, very tight spot. This happens to me all the time. As an endodontist, I'm doing a lot of very difficult cases, and sometimes I'll get into a tight spot, and I really have to focus, and I have to tell myself, Reed, you got to do your Zen Endo, man. You got to do your Zen Endo, and I call it the B principles, the B principles, and these Zen Endo principles are be relaxed. When you're doing your root canal, be relaxed. Take your time. Don't get too frustrated. You just need to be relaxed and continue to breathe, to continue to take deep breaths. That'll help you stay relaxed. Continue with your Zen Endo. You got to tell yourself, practice Zen Endo. You got to do your Zen Endo, baby. Number two, be confident. Be confident when you're performing this root canal. It's going to be, root canals are tough. Things are not going to always go right. Just tell yourself, look, I'm trained. I'm ready. I know this canal's just throwing me a curveball. I'm okay. I'm relaxed. I'm okay right now. I can't get down the canal, but I'm going to do, I know my plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. I've got confidence. I've been here before. I'm going to nail this still, but I'm going to be gentle so far. Okay. Third, be focused. Stay focused. Be focused. When you're doing your endo, make sure that you're completely focused 100% on that tooth and on the technique at hand. Always thinking, how can I make this better? How can I better this technique? I'm going to stay focused, be focused, and I'm going to stay within the tooth and perform an excellent root canal technique. Fourth, be gentle. Be gentle when you're performing your Zen endo and you're in a rock and a tight spot, between a rock and a tight spot, and you're having a rough time, don't start pushing those files. Be gentle. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I have a very aggressive personality, and that is exactly what I used to do. I used to get frustrated, and I'd start pushing my hand files. What does that do when you start pushing your hand files down the canal because you're unable to get patent? I can't find patency. I can't negotiate down all the way down the canal. So I'm going to push my file. What do you think happens when you do that? Well, you either screw yourself by ledging the canal, or if you're lucky, there's really no good outcome. If you get lucky, you may pop through. Usually you end up ledging the canal and you can't get down it. So be gentle. Remember to keep your Zen Endo. Be gentle with the files. Be relaxed. Stay present. Be present. Don't think about what you're going to have for dinner or lunch or what you're going to do later. Be present and stay inside that tooth, okay? Be the canal and be the file. And use the file to give you information on how the canal curves. Imagine that you're inside the canal writing the file, and that'll keep you present and focused. Be the file is the last principle, and that is, you look at the x-ray, you can see the curves. So as you're filing with your hands, the file is giving your fingers information. It's giving you information that there's a little curve there, or there's something stuck right there, there's a pulp stone. The fingers are telling your brain what's going on. So be the file. Let the file give you information, and you can tell your brain what's going on. So learn to practice Zen Indo, and this will help you in so many ways to perform E-cubed endodontics. All right, I've thought of this over and over again, the Zen Indo, and the B principles have helped me relax more because I get a little bit fired up at times and a little bit frustrated during my difficult endo cases, okay? Crappy endo syndrome is something I call. I have a different word for it, but the shitty endo syndrome or crappy endo syndrome, all I can tell you is just don't do it. Try to avoid the crappy endo syndrome, and the way to do that is if you feel like things are going south fast, stop before you screw it up more, place calcium hydroxide, and refer it to the endodontist. And call the endodontist or write down on the referral card what you think is going on. It just helps us so much more know what to do and what to look for. The best is a call. It's probably better to call. That way you don't have to write it on the card so the patient sees it. Secondly, if your case is turning out sucky and you're struggling with everything, you're struggling with shaping, you're struggling with the cone fit, and things aren't going well, but you still can manage it. You still can manage it. If you had more time or the patient was more numb, you could still manage this and finish this root canal. Place calcium hydroxide and have the patient come back in 2 weeks. I'm telling you, this is amazing. If you follow this rule, when things are going sideways, just stop, place calcium hydroxide, go Zen Indo, baby, relax, breathe, be focused, be gentle, place calcium hydroxide, and when you bring them back in 2 weeks, it's going to be so much easier. The canal, the calcium hydroxide kind of softens the canals, it opens things up, you'll be able to get patency most of the time, you'll be able to finish fairly quick, and you'll have a beautiful looking root canal versus a crappy looking root canal that's 3 millimeters short if you just try to hurry and place gutta-percha in there, and then a year or 2 years later, a lesion on that short canal, then you have to explain what happened and refer to the endodontist, and you're kind of embarrassed. So we've all been there. I've been there. You know, I make plenty of mistakes, so trust me when I say this, and there's no judgment from me because I've made every mistake in the book. In fact, I am giving a lecture at the AAE, which is the endodontics meeting, on mistakes, so it should be a very funny lecture. Now, halftime. First part was Zen Indo. The second part is nickel titanium selection, okay? We are getting into the third quarter right after halftime, and we are going to talk about 7 different nickel titanium rotary and reciprocation systems. So now you're starting to think, for this tooth, which nickel titanium system is right for this tooth? Now, most general dentists have one Nite system, maybe two. Most of them just have one. And so that's absolutely fine. So now instead of thinking what Nite selection, you're starting to think what sizes do I think I'm going to go up to on this tooth? Okay. Because this is a tight tooth. It's a curvy tooth. So I'm probably, if I'm using, let's say, Pro Taper Gold, I'm probably going to not go up to the finisher 2. I may stop at the finisher 1, all right? If you're using Wave 1 Gold and it's a real tight, curvy tooth, you may think I'm going to start with the Wave 1 Gold primary, but I may need to go to the Wave 1 Small or Yellow file. So you're just kind of starting to think which rotary file is going to work the best or reciprocation file if you have more than one. And if you only have one, what sizes do I think will fit best in this tooth? So you're starting just to think about things. You're looking at the long roots, curvy roots, or how tight the canals are. And a lot of times, the ProGlider will give you tons of information. The ProGlider is not going down to length. It's not going around a curve. You know that that's going to be a difficult case for your rotary or reciprocation files to go around the curve if the ProGlider is not going down. Or it took you 5 or 6 passes to get the ProGlider down to working length. It was extremely difficult, tight and curvy canal. Then you know that you're probably going to be using the small Wave 1 Gold or the Pro Taper Next X1, X2 or the Pro Taper Gold stopping at the finisher 1 or maybe the Brasser ESX system. You're going to stop at the 2504. Or Vortex Blue 2504, you may be thinking 04 taper, instead of 06 taper. Edge Indo has an Evolve file that has 04 taper or an 06 taper. And you may want to think about using the evolved, the better nickel titanium, the gold wire, the blue wire, the fire wire, those types of heat-treated nickel titanium that's more flexible, more resistant to cyclic fatigue, and therefore more resistant to file separation on those long, tight, and curvy canals. I hope this helped, and I hope this halftime helped you, and I'm looking forward to the third quarter talking about the nickel titanium and shaping. Thank you.